Welcome to Creepy Confidential. I'm your host, Noelle, your resident weirdo Wisconsinite. I open case files on cryptids, cults, conspiracies, and other worldly creepy. With new cases, local lore, and live broadcasts. So get ready, creeps. It's Creepy Confidential. What's up, creeps? And welcome to Creepy Confidential After Dark. Today, we are joined by the wonderful podcast, Castles and Cryptids. I'm going to give them just a second. Ladies, give us an introduction. How are you guys today?
Hey, guys. We're really excited to be here.
Very cool. So we have Miss Kelsey over here.
Hello.
And then you'll see Miss Ilana. I feel like the Brady Bunch, where they have all the
the squares.
Not to deep myself too much, but that's okay.
No,
welcome. Now, for those of you guys that are listening, Castles and Cryptids is also part of the Darkcast Network, which we are all part of. And we have a very large group of indie pods with the dark side, as I always hear one of these cool little clips say. So it's another Darkcaster. I know everyone's out there like, man, is that all she brings on? Hey, I bring on what I think is cool. So it's my podcast. Yours.
They truly are the best. You can't resist.
Yeah.
I haven't tried one I didn't like yet. So
right? It's like a little bit of everything. Now they're usually I find that we're heavy on the true crime, heavy on the murder mysteries, you know, things that have just haven't been solved to various groups of people. I find it fascinating. Mm-hmm. I like to seek out the ones that are a little more on the creepy, weird side.
Okay.
Creepy Confidential. So how did you guys come about choosing Castles and Cryptids? Is that like your bread and butter?
It was Ilana. Ilana, I think, spearheaded the name. I fought for the true crime. True crime's my domain, I feel like.
Okay.
And the two of us.
It almost was called like lore and gore, but I don't know. I went with the alliteration instead.
Right. There's something creepy confidential. There's something about alliteration that it's like to the ears. Yeah, you just have to have it. I find the more that I hear that, I'm like, ooh, I want to listen to that.
Yeah. I think it encompasses a little bit of like the paranormal side. And then like, especially, although we do a lot of true crime and mysteries and stuff, like I really liked the historical and the history side too. So then the castles and like all castles are like haunted too. So that just like,
well, yeah,
helps.
Like all the mojo that's been floating around there for, you know, for whatever reason. So you enjoy the history. So Kelsey, what's your like, what if you like is true crime's your thing, right?
Yeah. Like most of the podcasts I end up listening to are more on true crime side. I've only listened to a few of them.
Okay.
But I've really enjoyed everything. Learning about different mythology and that kind of stuff that we've got to do and research over the course of the last couple of years in the podcast. It's been a lot of interesting stuff we've got to learn about.
I love research. Yeah. I like that as adults, we as, you know, collectively as podcasters doing what we do, we're willing to put more information into our brain, you know, for whatever reason, either learn about things that didn't happen during our time. You know, I'm 40, so I kind of hit all the serial killer era, I'll say, that 80s, early 90s. But those, I was so young, I didn't know about it. So
no, but you grow up like in it kind of thing. Cause like I'm 36, so I'm up in there too, where I'm like, my sister was really into true crime and stuff as a kid. And then like, you just hear about all the Dahmers and the Bundys and stuff.
Yeah.
Then
you
never get like to study it. Or... yeah.
Which is crazy. Like at least it's already in our brains because we've already heard about them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you in our same age range?
I'm 29.
Younger.
Yeah. I'm a baby.
Oh my God. I found I officially hit that age. Yeah. At, I'm like, oh, you're a baby.
No. But it's not like a whole like generational difference, but it does bring some like different views, which is kind of cool sometimes. Yeah.
And I do think it's really funny that Alana's the one that's like Instagram and TikTok and everything. And I'm like, no, Facebook.
Oh, old soul. Yeah, so we're both. Both kind of dinosaurs, I guess, when it comes to social media a bit. Like we were saying,
but it's a little reversed because I'm like, I don't have TikTok, don't really go on it, don't go on Instagram a whole lot. So.
Right. No. Oh, and it's a habit, you know, but you're just not addicted like the rest of us.
I used to be. I used to scroll through Instagram.
So Instagram's okay. You know,
It's still pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. And then you're just like, oh, what is happening with Twitter? And then there's new ones popping up. And then it's it can be hard to keep up. That's for sure.
I pick a handful of them. And those are the ones that we go with because there's just too many. Now you have castles and cryptids. Was there like a specific castle that made you think about it? Or you were just like, oh, my God, castles are really cool, you know?
Alana loves Outlander.
Okay. Nice. Well, I guess it's become part of my personality now. But I mean, I've always been into old timey things. Yeah. Like growing up, I would go with my mom to work at the, like not work, but where she worked at a historical settlement back east. So I'd go and like do the dress up. And then like you go see the old one room schoolhouses and stuff. And you're like, well, this is really a cool time to be alive too, in some ways.
Yeah. I agree. So, it's like if you're exposed to it, you know, then you're like, ooh, I've been there, you know.
Right. Yeah. And just like if you could time travel or something, like how fascinating that would freaking be.
I think that's why I personally love period movies, like where they're done in a 20s, the 30s, the 50s, the 60s.
Yeah.
Because it's our way of, because I'm the old fart of the three of us. And I started in the 80s, which I think. Awful fashion.
Because the reason some of that hasn't come back around.
That's why I'm like, thank God I managed to get raised in a house that wasn't crazy about the acid fashion. But
not the Canadian tuxedo.
Acid wash. Oh, my gosh, I was listening because you guys are in Canada, right?
Yeah.
We are from Canada land. Yeah.
I was listening because I was just making sure because you were either a Youper or you were a Canadian. I'm from Wisconsin, so I know what a Youper is.
Right. Okay. So, that's from the Upper Peninsula?
Yeah. That's the very, the top. That's where they're like super, oh my God. You know, it's like super where I'm that, but light.
Right.
Your diet. The diet accent, which is still. Kind of strong,
like,
but I kept hearing you guys
Canadian border.
Sorry. Really? Oh. You're like constantly apologizing to each other while you're talking to each other. Not related to creepy, but it was funny.
I know. I still do the awkward, like, where I talk over her and stuff, even though we've been like doing it on Zoom and stuff for a while and whatever.
Yeah. I feel like our mics do it too. Sometimes the mic cuts the other person out and then you can't hear them.
And it wasn't even like, you. And you're like, oh, sorry. I was cracking up.
No. Living the stereotype life.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I was like, man, they really are just too polite.
I'm
all about being polite. I like that, you know, but I think that's lost. But man, Canadians, you're cracking me up. Because Brenda's from there too. Horrifying History.
Yes.
And when
you
she
had
was
her
on
recently.
Show, oh my God. She came on y'all show?
No, you had her on, and I love that episode. Like she could tell some stories, that girl.
Yes. And we realized that we were very similar beasts on how we approach and research. And then before you know it, it was so easy to work with her because she's very research driven and has like the facts. Mm-hmm. And I think we also had similar ideas, but would meet each other. Like, what do you think about this? Yes, that's what I was thinking. What do you think about this? Yes. So we got together about the Tale of Two Corpse Brides. Those were That was a crazy
story. That was a very cool episode. I didn't know. I knew the Inez de Castro story a bit, but not necessarily some of the other stuff that you guys talked about.
It was, yeah. I think it was just interesting to find out. Well, I think one's a little more tragic because of everything she went through. The other one died of, you know, a spider bite. Or I think it was a spider bite. But still.
Right. Like, okay. Dude, that wasn't the one that got married to her killer. That was forced to be married to her killer after her death or something.
After her death. No. Mean. That was Elena. Yeah, that was the one that I had. That was, okay. With Hans. No, Carl Tanzler. That was his name. Floor, where he just gave himself extra names and said that he had received, like, you know, awards from foreign diplomats and everything.
Sure.
That was a trip.
Yeah, because he's not crazy and that was at all.
And that was like it was a true crime, but it was like so crazy you couldn't believe it. It didn't have ghosts, you know. It didn't have anything like that. It was just so bananas. You just couldn't believe it. But it was real.
A little corpse desecration. Yeah. Or a lot, yeah. I should say. Yeah.
A lot.
It's so tragic.
If you put a toilet paper tube inside of something, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You should know that there's something inherently wrong with what you're doing at that point.
Yeah. Like, I think his brain had checked out long ago.
Yeah. If that ain't your rock bottom, I don't know what is.
There was no retribution. Like, nothing. He just got away with it.
I don't love that. No, but it was interesting, like, the way they would marry some people off to the person after they died, or like they were in the military and then they wanted the pregnant wife to have like the benefits or whatever.
Otherwise she gets nothing. Nothing. It's like all those people that were like, well, we'll get married when we come back from the war, and then they don't come back from the war, and here it is, you know, she's a widow and has no way of taking care of anybody, which is so I understand that, but man, there needs to be proof that you guys were going to need to be married, because
this is true. That's the other side of it, I guess, because then you have to go and try and prove it.
So on the cryptid side, because you guys mentioned castles, so cryptids, what's like your what's your favorite cryptid?
Mothman.
Oh, that was quick. Yeah, I was going to throw that to you first.
It's Mothman.
That a girl.
Alana got me a little, actually like a iron-on patch that's even Mothman. I have it taped to my wall so I can look at it when we record.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
And I have a Mothman plushie. I should have got him down that she also got me. He's on the shelf behind me somewhere up by the top.
I love it. Mothman. My dog has the Mothman toy. I got it from Cryptid Comforts. She makes all these plushy toys for dogs and everything. It's so she loves it. But Mothman.
So cute.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
I just like moths. It's just so funny. And then the town really embracing it. And that statue is just hysterical.
Yeah. The cakes on that guy.
Shiny.
Like, why? Have you guys ever come down to the festival?
No, I want to. It would be so much fun.
Love to. Oh my gosh. So I live in Columbus, Ohio. That's where I live. So it's like it's just a jaunt, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more than an hour, but it doesn't take, you're there really quick. So that's so that's a Mecca point for you. You need to come down.
Yeah.
The touch the shiny hiney, and you gotta leave him a can of beans. It's very important.
I mean, yeah, we'd have to do some sort of a cryptid, you know.
Yeah, well, there's lots. Trip. Once you hit West Virginia, you're boom, boom, boom. You can hit a bunch of them. You can hit Braxy, which I have right here.
Oh, he's
the Flatwoods monster.
Okay.
She's from Flatwoods. Crazy story. I did when I read about her. I actually have one of a vintage book that they wrote all about that, which was crazy from time era. So we have Braxy is, don't get me wrong, I love Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I have a stuffed Bigfoot in my car named Dean that's driven across the country. I love Bigfoot.
That's awesome.
I lived in Bigfoot country in Washington too. So I love him.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I think I've really fallen in love with Braxy. Yeah, she's cool.
That's a good one.
I did a paper. There's a Flatwoods monster because there's the Mothman Museum that's there.
Yeah.
When you go there. Now, honestly, I would say if you want to see all the things, I wouldn't go to Point Pleasant when it's the festival. It's insane. No,
probably, yeah.
Yeah.
If you
so like visit, Salem in well, October.
You can, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They have a museum there because if you guys like facts and like newspaper clippings and everything, the Mothman yeah. Museum is awesome. It's
okay.
You could just spend, I mean, that if you cool. like research and historical things, awesome. So there's that one. Guilty. And then Flatwoods has the Flatwoods Monster Museum, which has, excuse me, I thought I had something in my eye. it is not as grand as the Mothman. Sorry, guys, but it's not. Oh, no. The Flatwoods Monster Museum is more like a, it used to be looks like an old soda jerk shop. And then they turned it into a museum. And they have like cute. All the little glass objects and everything. There's a paper mache mask that I made that's on the wall there, just so you know.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. that's and so that one is more like you go there, you buy the t-shirt, get the sticker, and you see the gigantic Flatwoods monster. But the Mothman one, it's cool.
Yeah.
That would be.
I would. The and the Mothman Festival is insane. But they have like all the books, like they're little, they have like Author Alley or something like that.
Okay.
The first year I went there, it was, there was like nobody there. I could take plenty of time. It was before the pandemic. There's like pre-pandemic, post-pandemic.
Yeah.
That's the way we live our lives now.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I go anyway, because I always want to add books to my library, even if they're not right. Mothman related, all the cool cryptid books and true crime. They have like a whole little area. So that's. If you guys get a chance, if you love,
oh man, yeah,
it would be amazing. We always joke, donate on Patreon.
Yes, the world is there. Like, if you want to hear an episode, that's the thing. You tell people, you're like, yeah. If you want to hear an episode, you guys want to watch us take this crazy journey to West Virginia from Canada.
Cost money, cost money to go hunting.
we're going cryptid hunting. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few. West Virginia's loaded, and that's I think that's what made me formulate my recent conspiracy theory on that and the giant satellite dish and everything there. Cause there's a lot of cryptids and aliens in one really small space. I mean, West Virginia's not that big, right?
No, they love their cryptids there.
Cause they're everywhere. And they're not like small fry. They're like,
big.
Yeah. They're big ones. Right? Yeah. So I don't know what's going on there. There's something in the water in the mountains. Aliens dropped off a bus full. I don't know, but there's something going on there.
Okay. You had a theory on the, which one? The Loveland Frogman too. I think I was listening to one of those episodes.
Well, that's close too.
Covered. Yeah.
Yeah. So Loveland Frog, for me, it really wasn't about formulating a theory. It was more about like describing and talking about all the different, how it was kind of like a game of telephone. It started out that Loveland Frog was actually like this, and then it ended like this. It was an excellent talk I went to by Mr. James Willis. He was at the Frogman Festival. And that's where I got this kind of like where my brain started going. His is way more detailed because he really can get into the research. But it described like how we started with a frog that was on the river.
Yeah.
Was only so tall. And it ended with the creatures that are standing there with the wand sparking when really they're totally they're not related at all. Those creatures show up in an alien. They were looking for these specific aliens. I think it was aliens or creatures. And that police report shows up in that book, but it's really close to the Loveland Frog. So I think. I think that happened with Ingrid Cold. Same thing.
That was a cool one. That was that you recently put out where I was like, well, who is this? And I'm still confused, but it was so intriguing.
Well, because Ingrid Cold showed up with Mothman initially. You know, it was like all these things happened within the
you see again.
Yeah,
again.
Exactly. So it was one of those things where all these things happened all down the East Coast. And though, I don't think the Frogman. Ingrid Cold that Woody saw, the one that landed and took him off to Lanulos and all this other crazy. I don't think that is the same dude as the dude that was under on the low road that the two boys saw with the shimmering green suit, and he was just grinning.
Okay.
Out of nowhere.
But they were by like the same name.
But they called them all, they put them all in the same,
yeah,
you know, same cup.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, these, I don't think these are the same person. Just reading through the reports and with people's TED and talk, and I don't think, yeah, I don't think it's the same person. Because they always put, yeah, injured, yeah, in like the 60s suit with like a trilby hat, and he's got dark skin and dark hair, mm, and it doesn't match the other at all.
Right. Almost like a Man in Black, but then the hair, they didn't always, Men in Black.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, when did this Man in Black suit show up? They never described, right, his suit. So I, again, huh, I think they're kind of combining stories.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Yeah.
It happens. Right. Exactly. It's like that game of telephone. You start with, uh-huh, chewing gum, and by the time it gets to the end, they're talking about potato salad. You know, it's
like, right, and just try and find, yeah, good research on the different cryptids, because like, you don't know if you're just going to get someone's blog or whatever, and like,
yeah,
what's credible.
It's exactly like the, like, yeah, the guy that saw the Loveland frog on his Pokemon Go game,
oh,
that
popped, yeah, up in the news
a little while ago. So where he said he was and where his phone pinged are two completely different places.
Oh, nice.
Like, where, if you actually look where the, like, you can look where the Pokemon thing, I don't know what the, yeah, name is, the creature appears, and where he, right, said he caught the creature and captured it on the game, it's, they're not anywhere near each other.
Nice. That's so disappointing.
Oh, yeah. But isn't it nice that, like, yeah, like, nowadays we can just completely disprove somebody just like that?
Yeah, I kind of like that though, because everyone's, yeah, a bunch of liars nowadays.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. They're making, like, the real Bigfoots look bad.
Yeah. But I was a little,
it's
like
the big, yeah, okay, it's kind of nice. Yeah, like, I watched the one show where they'll like say, okay, well, this one was, you know, they'll show a UFO sighting or whatever, but then the one guy will look, yeah, to see if it was digitally altered, and then, like, mm-hmm, you're like, well, at least now we know this one's just bullshit or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, because we can do that now too. You can look at a digital picture and, you know, figure out,
right,
all the pixelization and everything. It's wild.
Yeah, it's
wild. It is getting crazy.
The day
AI cryptids.
Yeah. Like, what are you creating? Like, we already have ones we can't solve.
Don't, right, add more. And,
yeah, no, don't add more.
Help us. Like, you don't know what you're creating.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. Let's not bring another one to life. We already have enough. Thank you very much. I have so many. You can just read through books about cryptids. And it's,
yeah,
a lot of them, you're like, what, did you just sit down and like, okay, that's a cryptid.
It's the liger. It's the lion.
The liger. Like the, yeah, liger.
Yeah.
Where you're like, what the hell is going, yep, on over there?
Yeah.
They do tend to vary around the world, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of our episodes, we've been like, let's pick a theme for the cryptids. And then you're trying to look it up, and there's like 7,000 that are, yeah, water cryptids.
You can, yeah, I like to look at books of them, so then I can just kind of, okay,
yeah,
nope. Okay, let's research this one.
What's gonna, yeah, haunt my dreams tonight?
Yeah. I haven't done any of the scary ones. Like, I haven't done Wendigo, you know, like, ooh, skinwalkers. Yeah. I haven't done anything like that yet.
Because I did that. They're one of my favorites too.
Skinwalkers.
I think from watching Supernatural, it was like one of the first ones I learned about, because it's like the second episode.
Yes,
and right.
Yeah.
I do love that show. I mean, Dean Winchester can stay.
Yeah.
Oh, now we know who the stuff he's named after.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Test. Absolutely. When I did it, my husband's like, he's named after Dean.
I wondered.
Yep. He is.
Yep. Oh, she's a Dean girl.
That's funny. I know, it's like your team one or team the, but there's this weird, because I was unaware of the shenanigans that was taking place on Tumblr involving Castiel and Dean.
Alana doesn't really do Tumblr. I'm the Tumblr.
Okay, right? Well, maybe I was late to the game on that. Because it's like, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Their romance or the fanfic or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a little more than romance that I stumbled upon. And I was like, no.
People want to believe in that one.
About the episode.
Oh my gosh.
This is bad.
Yeah. That was the prime time of Tumblr, like 10 years ago. The Super Hoolock. Supernatural Doctor Who and Sherlock. And everybody was having gay sex. All of it.
I'm like, come
on, every show.
Why not?
There's enough on the internet already. Yeah. Can we just, I'm not saying this doesn't have to happen. I'm just saying, can you leave that one alone?
Must they ruin everything?
Yeah. See, I like that for that show too, because you can catch all kinds of monsters and when they start to kind of hint at what they're hunting, you're like, oh, it's this. What do you mean it's this? I already know. They're talking about this. Or even in some of they have like the old period style series, like Project Blue Book, you know, where they're trying to play through Project Blue Book. It's like, oh, I already know who they're talking about. Yeah. Like, I'll keep my mouth shut, but I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to wreck it for everybody else.
Oh, it's like listening to too much true crime, and then you're like, oh, I think I've heard this one before.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let me guess, they put her body in the mattress. You know, like it's you already know, unfortunately, what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
this is the one where her head gets cut off.
Yeah.
Okay. You get a little like jaded that way. You're like, oops.
It's like, am I desensitized to the point of it being dangerous? That's
sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Because I mean, the average bear should read these true crime books or listen to true crime, and they're describing, because now they have like trial cases where they're tuning in. They describe everything that's happening.
Wow. It's like,
am I that desensitized? Do they not? Do they not play that stuff in Canada? All the trial?
No,
like just
not really.
Like they're showing the trial for a murder, whatever murder, and they're like reading the autopsy report.
Not necessarily. No,
I think the high profile ones that would get like streamed, or they'd be talking about it on the news. But typically, no. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the
here, they're like, just put more garbage kind of in the stuff. Can. Yeah. Let's make them all read about bad things. But that's, you get to truly see, I think, in these true crime cases, just how bad humans really are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they're not a specific sex. They're not a specific age. They're not a specific race. You know, or a religion. It does not matter. It's a mixed bag of everybody. So you can't even pinpoint that one is worse than the other. They're just bad humans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throughout history, we've all been a bag of dicks.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That needs to be a t-shirt.
I feel like I stole that from something else, but I do listen to a lot of different podcasts.
It was
so
good. It was put out. It was really good.
Yeah.
I'm not one for lewd language, but I'll say it. Like,
oh,
but,
no.
You know,
sorry, we do swear sometimes.
Oh, no, so do I. I was a curses. Sailor. I was a baby. And I grew up around dudes.
That makes sense.
I swear a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just saying, I try not to.
Yeah.
Pump the world full of more of my angry words.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I don't know if that merch would sell if we printed it on something.
It would.
In the US, it would.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. All right. New merch idea. Go for it.
Yeah. I know. I want to get on that so bad. I only have unofficial merch that I wore today, but it's hard to see. It just has our logo on it, and it was done by my mom and my cousin, who sneakily made it up for me. So it's not like official merch, but someday.
No. It's one of a kind. So it's worth more than anything.
They sent
else.
Us a few of them. I think the one I have, it started peeling off, sadly. So.
Oh, yeah. We might have to make some that'll last.
You guys are getting in that time of space, though, where it's like, you know, start making merch, start making extra goodies on the side. I
hope a brand.
Gotta do it. Got to.
You do too, because I would buy your merch because your graphics are so awesome.
It's crazy because I thought I would make like regular merch and stuff for shirts and things. And I've been making, I want to make prints, like graphic prints of some of the art that we've had on our episodes. Mm-hmm. So I have like a Heaven's Gate one, Love is One, because my husband created that awesome art for Love is One. And it's cool. Weird and it's quirky. Have you guys seen it? It's really probably pretty small.
I think so. I also noticed whenever we have like a dark cast special, you had very unique graphics for each different episode.
Everyone. Something that has to do with, you know, some of them are a little more pizzazzy than others, but another one. I was describing the sticky note earlier to you guys.
Yeah.
It was very similar again, you know, and I was like,
for the logo, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I need a lady in a sleeping bag wrapped in Christmas lights with a crown, face makeup, and she's floating in space. He went, what?
That's too many things.
So I drew it out, a little bean looking suitcase with little, although it kind of looked like barbed wire, but it was lights. And I drew that around the outside and I drew a little smiley face. And I was like, do you guys know the cartoon Adventure Time?
Yeah. Okay. I haven't watched it, but yeah.
So Finn, when he sleeps in his sleeping bag, it looks like a perfect little bean with his head poking out. That was my like extra like line. I was like, and then she needs to look like Finn and Jake when Finn is sleeping in his sleeping bag.
He's like your AI creator.
Yeah. Just plug in what you want. Yeah, he drew it. And because I was like, I want it to look like a cartoon. I don't want it to be AI or just pumped it out. Like I want a really cartoony looking. Nice. You know, it's weird. Oh, he did so good.
That's awesome.
And that one I was like, man, it needs to be on a t-shirt or his print or a sticker. So I have all these little lights, and I've never done an event either. I always just stay in my little hovel, you know.
Us so too. Yeah. It's hard. I like going yourself out there. Yeah.
Right. And I go and I swear the whole time I'm shaking hands and kissing babies, you know, like, and some people know Creepy Confidential. They don't know me, you know, but they've heard of Creepy Confidential. And I feel like I'm just there to be the fan of everybody else and to buy books.
Right.
So I was like, I've had enough people
there.
Cause you can't, all these weird quirky books, you can't buy at stores. You have to go get them.
From
the all about artist. The books, really.
Yeah. I like the books. I'm all about the books. I'll sit there, just read. It's like 12 o'clock at night and I'm reading like that ghost book I showed you. Just technical jargon.
Home.
There's no pictures, no nothing. It's just verbiage.
That's a lot.
I know. It'd be fun to write a book too. Have you guys ever thought about that?
Oh my God.
I couldn't do it. No.
I'm not a writer.
No.
I mean, a picture book of cryptids.
A to Z. Okay. That'd be cute though.
I think that'd be fun. For kids. A kid's cryptid book. Learn the alphabet.
That wouldn't be too hard, right? How many words?
Right, because it's a kid's book. You just need like little, you know, underneath it.
Two but sentences.
The art is what needs to be cute.
Or like a cryptid like cookbook or something. I don't know. I love a good theme.
They make one because I got one at the Bigfoot Festival.
Oh my God. Of course and they
it,
do.
But when you read through it, you could tell it was just basic. Like it wasn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I expected. But I wanted it because it's a cryptid cookbook. And they do have like really funny, kitschy names and things like that.
Right.
But I think cryptids, that's a thing that more people need to get involved with, I think. Although judging by the Mothman Festival, they are.
Someone's been on the cryptid campaign trail, I guess.
Yes. And it was
all out here doing
like
work.
They just showed up one. It was crazy.
1 year. Wow.
It used to be you could kind of walk around casually, get your little island noodles and go to the whatever. No. Not anymore. It's like, excuse me. Yeah, it's insane.
That's crazy. It's become trendy almost. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
No, you gotta be like part of the OG.
Yeah,
no, it's a wonderful community, I will say. Just like the podcasting, like everyone's been so nice, and we're like so thankful to get invited on to do something like this. It's so fun.
So have you guys had a chance to go out and meet other, you know, like I'll say in the wild, like other podcasters in person?
No,
I hear of like festivals going on in the States and stuff a lot, but I'm like, I can't afford to fly there. So like, yeah,
they must not do that up there.
No,
they don't seem to. I've
heard of anything here.
That's wild. I find that the different kind of small communities within, you know, they're very niche, obviously. Either you love cryptids or you love, you know, but then they're very loyal to their cryptid. But it's like different communities. I don't know. Bigfoot community is hard to get just to talk to somebody. I'm not trying to steal your thunder, bro. Just tell me about this cast. That's all I want.
And I found like, even on Reddit. Yeah.
And like, we're here to get the Bigfoot. I'm like, I'm not here to hunt anything, buddy. I just want to know how you got this cast. That's all science.
Or people are just like, they're real judgmental. They're like, well, that one doesn't look real.
We're both here hunting Bigfoot. Sit down.
Yeah.
First of all, and now let's have like a normal conversation about this. That's the only one I found that is a little, you know, it's weird.
So weird.
Like, it's almost like that you can't sit with us mentality. Where
people get kind of like possessive.
But it's
like,
they're like possessive of their cryptid. This is Bigfoot. This is my Sasquatch. I was like, bro, we're all doing it. Like, I just the person over there just wrote 4 books about Sasquatch, and you're like, what's happening?
Right? Yeah.
When the others like the true crime people, they've been really, really great. Other cryptid people just to talk.
Yeah,
you're all nerds. You all want to. Yeah. You know, so tell me what you read about Mothman.
We all want to believe.
Exactly. But, well, if you guys come down, I mean, there's a lot in the States that happens. There's a lot of conventions about lots of, like, there's a, like, the one I'm going to be at is the, it's called GhoulieCon. It's a horror convention. So it's, even though I'm not big into horror movies, I think there are lots of things, you know, like Mothman Prophecies, the movie. That's a scary movie. There's lots of movies that have been made, but there are things like that, you know, and then
we love horror movies, actually.
You've watched so many. Yeah. I'm just not that many good
cryptid movies.
Buff.
Sorry.
I just thought I'm there a you go. Movie
sorry.
We just got so excited. We're all talking.
I'm sorry. I'm excited. Are you guys like icky gore like scary movies or
anything?
Like mind benders.
I'm not like I'm not gonna go for the body horror necessarily first.
No,
but
not normally.
Like a good jump scare.
Yeah, I'm a sensitive soul personally.
I like the mystery thriller ones probably the best.
Yeah, or like the whodunits, or like where you're constantly like, "Oh, it's them! No, it's them! No, it's them!"
Or something that has a crazy twist. That you weren't expecting partway through, or even if they get you with one and you're like, I didn't see that one coming in, and there's an even bigger one after, and you're like, what?
You're like, wait a minute, I thought it was over.
Threw you off. Those make some of the best cases too, when they're just like so bizarre, and you're just like, I have no idea what happened here. This is like an alien abduction, a cryptid, or what, you know, where they're just kind of like open-ended. You're like, could be anything.
Right? It's weird though. Like all the 80s gory, crazy, where they do all the, I don't need that.
I'll watch some of them once, but I don't normally care to watch most of them again.
I had friends decide they wanted to do the alien. The alien movies. Alien, aliens, alien, all these other, like the ones with Sigourney Weaver. Homegirl, I had nightmares for like a month.
Oh really?
Because we watched all of them. We didn't just like say let's watch part of one. You know, no.
Oh damn.
Then you'd be up reading your ghost book so you can go to sleep.
No, and this is why I was too young to say no. Or now I'd be like, oh, no. I'm going to bed. You got, you need Jesus. Goodbye. You know.
Yeah. The formative years. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. Forced into watching all that crap.
Yeah.
We did just watch Alien with our 16-year-old the other day. So she was like, okay, that was pretty good. It was nice. Like, it's, you know, it's got a nice female-driven story.
But yeah, I do like that.
Yeah.
And I like, it's her and her cat. If the cat, something happens to the cat, F all y'all.
Yeah.
Because the cat is all that matters.
Gotta love the cat.
I hate anytime.
Don't fuck with animal, cats.
Nothing. Yeah. An animal. Just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Humans suck. Let them take all the, you know, look at all the true crime stories. It's a gajillion stories about worst. How people kill each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you guys choose for your little, I was thinking about your logo. How did you guys end up choosing Bigfoot for your little cryptid that's peeking around the Stonehenge, right?
Yeah.
Had to.
I really like Sasquatch. Yeah, he's probably one of my favorites. So,
I mean, when I first looked at it, I was like, "What is that?" It's like, oh my gosh, it's Sasquatch.
It's a little Bigfoot. He's playing hide and seek. Some of them, he's kind of walking.
It's kind of whimsical. It's kind of fun. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, fits our vibe.
Stonehenge, but it's not quite Stonehenge. It's the
tricked me.
Stone circles.
Stones are right. Well, I thought it was, you know, because you put that in with the weird and the creepy and the unexplained and Stonehenge and that. That's what
I thought. Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
No, well, because I'm pretty obsessed with stone circles too. So it's definitely got a lot Outlander, of
Outlander. Right? I mean, same Outlander.
So she's like, it needs this criteria. It has to have stone circle in it, but not Stonehenge. But there's still stacked stones.
Right.
Okay.
It's but it's, you know, they're neighbors to each other. Stone circles, Stonehenge. That's okay.
Right. They're very mysterious places. Yeah. It's like called the like ancient alien type of like structures around the world.
Like the Easter Island with the big
The Moai
Stonehenge
head.
Pyramids. They all are lumped into the same like strange architecture.
Yeah.
You know, like it all falls into mythical. All the
like, how the hell did we build that? Yeah.
Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Pretty bizarre.
Yeah. That's, so speaking that's of, because after I looked at your logo, I then scrolled down and I picked just one that I was listening to recently, because I know I mentioned I was wanted to ask you about this, because I thought it was kind of strange that there were two things in that had to do with something that I had found. So there was haunted. In episode 137, Haunted AF, Hotels, Castles, and B&Bs. Bye-bye. It's a fantastic, it's a really good episode.
Yeah.
It's a long one, though. You guys have long episodes.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Good for you. I have, like, short attention span, so I usually have to listen to them in chunks.
Fair enough. So
in one of the hotels, you were talking about a ghost named Kate. Do you remember this?
Okay.
I don't remember what hotel.
Vaguely. Because mine was a lot of castles. So
I don't remember what hotel it was. But basically, I think she had waited for her man and he never showed.
Oh, yeah. I think that was one of mine. One of the ones I covered.
And I remember listening to it. So because I found it strange. Maybe Kate was just a popular name. Because during the paranormal time. In Port Townsend, Washington, at Manresa Castle, one of the potential spirits they have is a ghost named Kate, who had very similar things happen. And I thought, that's kind of strange. And theirs is also by the sea. It's right by the Puget Sound. And I found it very strange that there were two ghosts, both by the seaside. I believe both were jilted lovers. And both named Kate.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And I wonder if there's, I don't know.
Because, sometimes you hear similar tropes where, like,
Yeah.
You know, someone's waiting for their lover to come back, from the sea, and then they oh, he's dead, and so they kill themselves or whatever. Yeah.
And then they come back an hour later.
Like they
Right.
And then it becomes almost that like tragic Romeo and Juliet situation where the one dies and the one wakes up and realizes they're both gonna die. But I just found it interesting where it was a matter of, I mean, because that place that was way far away from each other. I think one was in California and one was up in Port Townsend, all the way up top of Washington. And I was like, I wonder, I don't know. I found it strange because sometimes you hear about these ghost stories that why did they name it Kate? Why were all these ghosts involving this type of death where they were by the sea? Nobody showed up. They killed themselves and now they're stuck here. So it was just like, right. Like what are the chances that the story is the same? The name is the same. Everything's the same.
It's like, does it just like happen that often? Like, does it just happen?
It's
and all also, the ladies in white. All the ghosts are always ladies in white.
Yes, well. And I think you had an interesting theory. Maybe ghosts have a hard time manifesting colors. Was that you guys?
Ooh, I like that. I want to take credit for it. I feel like I don't say anything that insightful, though, ever.
I have enough friends in the biz where I'm like, wait a minute, I kind of forgot that part where who I was listening to what. Yeah. But so that was like a theory, was that because the lady was in white. Where is it because, is the color muted because of what happened? Or is it because they have a hard time manifesting colors? You really rarely see colors.
Like in the way they can stay for a while.
Yeah. Like it already takes enough mojo to like pop up, you know, and do this thing. Yeah. And then the whole residual, are they stuck there because the energy's stuck wherever it happened?
Which just playing. It's
hard to prove scientifically, but I think, exactly what you guys, because you're talking about how energy can't be made or destroyed, only transferred.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard someone talking about how that must mean that ghosts can't be a thing. And I was like, I don't think that I agree with that.
Yeah. I agree. Because then it would mean that we just disappear if it can't be destroyed, or if it can be destroyed, where if it has to kind of be stuck in circulation, it would make sense that there were ghosts.
Like, where do our souls go? And aren't they energy and all that? Like,
Like, where are they just kind of hanging? I mean, they could just be hanging out in something, and just some are... Yes. violent act, you know, like suicide's pretty gnarly, you know.
Yes.
Not like, well, I just went to sleep at 95 and never woke up.
Right. And people used to think that if you were murdered, you would be a ghost for sure, or something like that. Like it was only the violent deaths that stayed behind.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I was listening to that, and it was all these. I'm like, I have to remember. I have to talk about these things. I have questions.
Yeah,
I love that.
I think she was at one of the first ones I talked about. That like really, really nice one. That I think we both said we want a vacation here because it's so beautiful. It looks like an all-inclusive resort.
It was like stay for the ghosts, that kind of thing. Yeah. You know, you don't come for the sleep. You know, you come for the experience and actually getting to view a ghost or spirit or entity, whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You pay for the privilege.
Because I'm a chicken. Again, I'd be like, what are you doing? Get out of my bed.
I could actually do any ghost hunting. I'd be scared.
I was just going to ask, have you guys ever been part of a paranormal investigation?
No.
Never. I would like to. I think it would be fun.
Oh my gosh.
We just don't get much up here. No.
Yeah, you don't get out.
Things are too spread out.
Well, for Pete's sake. That's just
crying. No, but it was so cool. You said you've done some, so that's really cool. Like I wish I had that kind of background.
Well, I want more people to come to do this. Because it's not about being scared. I think it's that first then you have that piece of information on what it feels like. Because there's lots of different kinds of paranormal investigators. I'm sure you guys have seen them all on the internet and online and whatever.
Oh yeah.
there's like this, I'm a science-based one. You know, I'm like, I don't believe in, oh, I can feel them. No, I can't test you. Right. I can't, you are not a piece of equipment that has a readout. So
yeah,
yeah, you can't prove that there is ghosts. And then you have the ones that are kind of like a walking, talking, like they don't mean to, but you can tell like that energy makes them uncomfortable. You can walk into it. It kind of feels like electric spider webs and they're not meaning to, but you can kind of, they're like, ugh, I don't want to be in here. Yeah. And they don't want to be in there. And then you get the ones that mess with things that you shouldn't be messing with, like Ouija boards and whatnot.
The Zach Baggins type or whatever.
Yeah. I'm sorry, if you get possessed that much, you need to stop.
Stop taunting the ghosts.
Yeah. That's like if you wear cotton and you have a hive, you know, you break out in hives, maybe you shouldn't wear cotton, bro.
Right.
Like, just a little
thought.
Don't get me wrong. I love watching Ghost Adventures for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the locations. I'm like, oh, I need to read about that location.
And we had to do the haunted museum when we went down to Vegas. So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, haunted museum? I've been to Vegas. What's
that? The Zach Baggins one. It's all like haunted stuff.
Wasn't open when I went there. Okay.
Oh, okay. All the artifacts.
With all the artifacts. There. You know, that is interesting to me. I think that it's because it's like a collection.
I feel you could have spent a lot more time just being able to look in each room. You only had like a couple minutes in each room and they would tell you about a few things, but it's a room filled with stuff and you only find out about a couple things and then you're on to the next room.
Well, so it's not really a museum. It's more like a...
It's a walking tour. Like it's,
That
thing has somebody that walks with you the whole time.
Right. Because I would think, you know, you want to look at it. You want to check it out. Maybe think about it for a second, you know, like, because I don't want you to, don't want you to think too long and hard about it, I guess.
No, but some rooms they want you to get in, say hi to the doll and get out because otherwise she will be mad. So you're like, okay, I'll do that.
It's like a Robert the Doll situation where it's like,
it was Peggy.
And he invites too many bad things.
Yeah.
Like he welcomes, like speaks it out loud. He wonders why he's got bad problems.
Yeah. The place could have had a whole lot of feeling, but I don't know. By the time we got done through the tour, we were so hungry from standing in line for hours. We weren't going to faint from like,
it's haunted. Get on. Fright. A cheeseburger.
We were just going to faint.
We were there.
They do like, need a cafeteria.
Yeah, they do.
If it's another way for them to make money, then they're like, hey, can you at least park a food truck outside?
Right. That'd be nice. You would have spent so much money that day. Because we were in the standby line and didn't realize like we were in the wrong part of the line. And then when we thought we were going to get to go in, we didn't. And then we got put into the actual standby line.
We had to sign the stupid waiver first and then stand back.
Yeah, we were there for, I think we waited in line for like 8 hours. We had like missed multiple meals. We couldn't leave the property because if you left the property, you lost your spot. So by the time we got in, it was an hour before they're supposed to close. It's like 9 p.m. We haven't eaten since 10 a.m. and we have no water with us, nothing. And we're like standing in there, and they're like, yeah, the tour is an hour and a half. And we're like, well, if we pass out in the middle of it, it's because we're starving.
And you haven't provided anything.
Yeah.
We're ghosts of our former selves.
You're going to see a ghost. That's why you're going to see a ghost.
Yeah.
Because you're hallucinating from blood glucose
problems. And it was cold. It started to get cold and it was like quite a bit warmer during the day, and now the sun had gone down for hours. You're standing outside.
This could be our second podcast, Dark Tourism.
There's a show. There's a show.
I thought so. Is that like a dude?
I
think so. And he goes everywhere. He went to Chernobyl and that one made me nervous.
Oh, geez.
Because they give you Geiger counters, you know. Yeah. And although I do think the Geiger counter is a bit of a scare tactic so that you can really feel. I mean, you could get radiation from minor radiation from anything. But if it was truly dangerous, I don't think they're going to be bussing people in and out.
No.
Yeah.
But
seems like a liability.
But the problem is when you start hearing that thing, I guarantee it, they're like, oh my God, we're going to
die. Your heart rate's going to start going up.
And that's sort of like the attraction of it, I have a feeling.
Wonder if they have a button they can push that just like increases all of them, and then they just somebody pushes it back down.
Just enough. Just an app with a noise.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually detect anything.
Yeah. It's just on a timer to start doing it at random intervals.
It gets louder at random increments.
Yeah. Everybody just freaks out.
Yeah. That would. I don't want to mess with that.
No, it's have like creepy. An extra
ear. I already got neuro problems. I don't need any more.
Unless we're already struggling enough.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just figure it out. If I take a tour through Chernobyl and this goes away.
Oh, no. The test group.
I just humor's my way.
Yeah. Gotta have some dark humor. That's how we get through.
So speaking of ghosts and castles and things, now do you have a castle that is like, oh my god, I want to go here?
Ooh.
Oh, the biggies are all overseas. I get it, but
yeah,
every haunted castle in Scotland. There,
yeah, I'll take along.
Ah, castle.
Oh my god.
Mine would be Dracula's castle.
Oh, boy.
Romania? I think that's where that is.
I think so. Oh, what was that one? The Huska castle that had a big portal to hell at the bottom of it or something? Kelsey, I can't remember now. I mean,
I need to know about that one.
I'm sure one of us remembered it. I have a terrible memory. This is the problem.
My knowledge on castles is not extensive. I feel like I need to know more.
It had like a stairwell kind of going down, and then it was just kind of this bottomless pit, it seemed like, that just went down. And
like an oubliette kind of thing.
Yeah, like they have a grate that kind of covers it so you don't accidentally fall down there, I think, but you can look down it. There was also one that had it was like built around, it was like a courtyard with a giant hole in it. And then the castle was built around it as like
maybe
the walls to keep it out.
It was like a big square. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't need to be thrown into any of those places.
Yeah. Right. Like the dungeon.
The ring.
The middle ages and the dark ages.
Oh, God.
They handled things a little differently. That's for sure.
Yeah. Just a bit barbaric sometimes.
Yeah.
I know you guys haven't been paranormal investigating. However, have you ever seen a ghost? Have you ever thought you saw a ghost?
No.
No?
No.
So sad.
I gotta get you guys out more.
Yeah. Maybe we don't have enough people in Canada that none of us are haunting anything.
Right, everyone's like, so like sorry.
Spread out. We all have too much space, so they're just.
I've heard stories that not from me personally, but like say, my partner, he was like said that one time he got back to the house or whatever, and all their like furniture was kind of rearranged.
Oh, like poltergeist situation.
Like some sort of like where there's everything's like stacked up, and I was like, what? Like you never told me that. Like I wish I had a story like that, but that's
I'd be like, we're moving out stories right now.
Yeah,
goodbye.
And that's so I'm like, really I kind of want to have the house, but I kind of don't. Yeah. No, don't mess with your sanctuary.
My dad always told me about him and my mom, one of the first places they lived in together, the garage light always would come on. It was a detached garage, and every time they turned the light out, it would always come back on.
Like a switch? Like the switch?
It was like a pull cord. Like you had to actually pull the cord. Like the ones they had in the basement. In older houses. Yeah. So they'd always like pull it, and every time it was out, the next time they'd go in the garage, the light was always back on.
Weird. Was it an older house?
Yeah, it would have been quite old, like 40s, 50s.
Old enough. I mean, it can happen in any house, but it seems like that's the general era.
Yeah.
Right. Someone's surely died there.
Someone has surely deceased.
Yeah.
Right. Older property.
What was that? It seems like most ghosts are in Edwardian era clothes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's an interesting theory that it's like the Edwardian ghost theory was like, why are all these ghosts, more like a phenomenon, where all these ghosts are stuck in the Edwardian era, which means they probably died somewhere, you know, in mid to late 1800s. So what about these ghosts that are from later? You don't see them walking around in a 1950s suit, you know? You don't see them walking around in 60s flower power clothes. Very interesting. I always wondered if that was like, why? Why is that?
I just remember I saw a joke online that was, can you imagine a ghost from like 2020 or like 2016 that just sits down next to you and goes, what's your Wi-Fi password?
And then disappears. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would immediately think to myself, did I take my meds today?
Right? Yeah. Or I don't know if I'm the first person to think of that or I heard it somewhere, but like if they're more of the fully formed kind of ghosts, you don't even notice because their clothes are kind of more modern, so they like fit in more. But yeah, you probably still notice like a hippie.
Like hiding in plain sight, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like those stories where they're like, there was someone down there, and then they're like, no, that part of the tour has been closed off or whatever.
Yeah, but there was a lady there, you know, an hour ago or whatever.
Yeah.
That's weird. I have friends of mine that were also in the field, and they said, we always joke, like, if I ever see a ghost with Juicy Couture, like Juicy across their butt, I'm done. I'm hanging up all my gear. I'm done.
Just gonna pants them.
Yeah. No one wears baby fat in the afterlife. This is
dumb. Move on already. It's a terrible fashion.
You like pick up some Edwardian clothes at like a store somewhere.
Yeah.
Can't you find a white dress?
Yeah.
Somewhere. At least try, people.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Maybe they have maybe newer ghosts have less unfinished business or something that they don't need to stay around. We don't have morals
nowadays. We're like, I meant to stab that guy.
You know? Maybe.
They're like, back in for another round.
Yeah.
Let's reincarnate you.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
You learned nothing.
Yeah. Man, that's going to be an interesting at the gates. You're like, no, I said it was fine. Back in. You figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So I've asked about ghosts. What about aliens? Have you guys ever seen any aliens or something in the sky that you were like, huh? Anything like that?
No, but I'd be more interested in seeing aliens. I think that'd be fun.
So your team aliens instead of ghosts?
Yeah. Not that I want to get abducted, but
no probes, please.
Yeah. Yeah, no probes.
Yeah, that'd be definitely something that would be cool to be like, you got a video of or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
It seems like the people that are seeing things like that, it's diminishing. You know, we get it was popping off in the 50s and the 60s and even in the 70s, 80s. And then it slowly starts like less and less people. I would say I haven't talked to anybody in a long time, you know, a person on here anywhere that has seen anything. I have, but I was a kid. So I was.
Oh, really?
I mean, and mine was just like a saucer in the sky. Mine wasn't like something beamed me up or anything.
Yeah.
I'm nuts, but I'm not that nuts. Cool. And I think it's just, it's weird. Like, I almost think that they're like, no, we don't want to go to Earth.
Yeah.
They have too many cameras now, so they're being, like, stealthier, hiding behind clouds and stuff.
That's true, too. I mean, when my mom and I saw that, it would have been, I probably was in the third or fourth grade. I would have been little. But it was in Texas. So they have, and again, it's in Texas, like, vast, open country. Yeah. Now it's a little more built up, but you know how small towns, they always have those water towers and it has a name across the side. So in Paris, Texas, there's this water tower and we were going to the park and all of a sudden we both looked up and it was like right next to the power, next to the tower. Mm. And it just like that. There's no, being in the military, I know that there's no crafts that can leave that fast.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they're fast. They're pretty cool. but not like that.
Immediately. Yeah.
That. And I remember looking at my mom, you know, as a little kid, I was like, well, how the heck did that happen?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Doubt. Yeah. She was looking at me. You could tell she was checking her adult brain. Like, there's no way that I just saw that. Maybe the little kid didn't see anything, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw it. And that was it. That was it. I mean, now we have satellites that you can see in the sky and all kinds of crazy stuff. This was in broad daylight.
Wow.
And it just took off.
Yeah, I wonder if it has changed. That's so weird because,
it kind of makes me think about that. Yeah. That I mean, our technology, it seems like we've hit, I don't know if you've felt the same way, but it feels like we've almost hit a plateau in our creation of technology. Like, yes, we have cool things, but not like huge leaps and bounds as humans. Like,
before, there's no hover cars as everyone thought there would be.
Before it was, we were like discovering these things, that big things that just leaps and bounds.
Right.
And now we're like, we're figuring out how to make things better, but nothing like crazy.
Yeah.
So I would think, though, that aliens, if they're a higher species, I'm like, they're ahead of the game. Like, they got the Apple 50 phone when we have the Apple 10 phone, you know?
Yeah.
And they started it at the same time. Just trying to.
Right.
I wonder that.
Yeah.
Have they?
They're supposed to be watching us, too, you know? It's like, are they monitoring us still to see if we're going to blow ourselves to kingdom come? Or
maybe they decided we're not worth it.
Yeah. They're like, nah, they're about to like nuke themselves. We just, I'm a head out.
We're just focusing on a different planet now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Earth 2.0.
We're sure we probably are. We'll probably live to see our adulthood. But I mean, in the really big scheme of things, it's going to be like that where, we're just going to.
Yeah.
Be nuke missiles flying in the sky, passing each other like, oh, hey, sorry. You know.
Oh, my God. That reminds me, I heard a near-death experience encounter story on a podcast the other day. I heard about it,
Oh, okay.
It was weird. They were, like, talking to the spirit guide, and they said that how our planet was, like a planet in, not in training, but kind of like an experiment. Like, the other planets were, like, kind of watching to see how well we did.
Like, let's see how it goes.
Yeah. It's like, that's bizarre, but totally tracks somehow. Like, they just like threw in some alien DNA and they were like, let's see how they work with that.
Like, shaking the icy cup, throw it out. Let's see what we get.
Every once in a while, they're like, poke us with a stick and be like, do something.
And sprinkle this in. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. They're just observing us from afar.
I mean, it's an interesting theory. You know, it's like, I would agree that part of them is like, they're not, if I was an alien, I'd be like, Earth is not worth it. They're destructive. You know, they fall apart. The meat bags they just fall apart.
So, the pandemic season was wild.
And that wasn't even that crazy of a pandemic, really. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't like the freaking bubonic plague where you were like,
no,
touch somebody and dead. It was bad,
but we were much more prepared.
But it was different. It was very, very different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They weren't walking around with carts, you know, bring out your dead, that kind of thing. It was it was bad. But I would think the aliens would be like, ooh, they get sick easy. You know, it's like you said, an experiment, you know, it's like test subjects A through D.
Yeah.
These were the first round. This is the second round.
Yeah.
Right.
And which would make sense. I mean, the planet kind of keeps resetting itself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Population events.
Yeah. I mean, we have scientific proof that there's things buried in ice layers and everything. Like, we're not the first go here at Earth.
No. We just like to think we are.
Ice ages.
Yeah, because our head is this big as a species.
Oh, totally.
We like to think that humans are the best. Yeah, exactly. I know I don't know how. I think near death experiences. Speaking of that, those are, you get some where it's like they know things that no one knows.
Duh.
where you cannot disprove them. I'm sure people can fake something similar, but some things they can't.
But a lot of them, yeah, and a lot of them have the same kind of theme throughout them or whatever, where they'll be
handful of similar types of things happen.
Yeah.
They're fascinating.
I really want to read about them, but it's hard to find material that isn't like real. I don't know, like pigeonholed into one religion or belief or
a
whatever.
A lot of it.
Or there's like super like spiritualism. Yeah. Like it reminds me of like the 1800s where it's got this crazy vibe to it. And it's like, I'm all for having, hey man, I'm a Christian. I'm totally fine with that. But when I'm looking for scientific research, that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I want something that doesn't have a bias of any kind. It's a readout. It's a piece of equipment.
Which is I wonder if it's just how people interpret it because of their upbringings and stuff. It's hard to say if that's just influences what they see when they're
Right. It's like, but they seem to all see a light.
Yeah.
They all describe similar sensations, you know, like either a warmth or something like that. And it's, I have so many questions, but you can't interview, you can't interview one individual because I feel like you might get a crazy.
Yeah.
Might. You know? Well, they're like, well, I woke up and I was dreaming of honey buns. I'm like, well, that's nice.
Well, that was what was cool about the one I was listening to is it was like a conversational one where he was interviewing like the person, and it's nice to hear it in their own words, you know, instead of just someone else reading like a little quote or whatever. But I wish I had some interesting story.
That, like context of where and how and the whole spiel.
Yeah. My it lends some credibility when you're just like, oh, they're just like a normal person.
But are they? Yeah. That's the hard part. So the only thing we haven't really touched on is cults. Now, do you guys cover any sort of cults?
We have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, a few times.
I have gone through your catalog, but clearly I was like looking for, it's probably drinking coffee, looking for something to listen to. So which?
I mean, none of the big ones, I don't think. Because we're like, been there, done that. We like to cover like out of the way stuff.
Right. That's fine. You can call me that way. You're like, oh yeah, well, you've done only done one. Just kidding. but I can agree with that, where it's like, what am I going to say that these people haven't said?
Yeah.
But I still, you know, I'd like
sometimes
to
know I just don't want to. Yeah. People. Yeah. I just want to research ones I haven't heard about sometimes. Like Kelsey did a weird one that was groups that kept protesting naked in Canada, and I just, it was just kind of a
new Canadian
one. It was strange.
I think that was one of the first ones I did. I can't even remember the details, but yes, it was, they were protesting naked, and then they were trying to set up bombings or something.
They were called the Dukavores or something.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So what were they protesting? Do you remember?
I
mean, if they were in the nude, they were really trying to get their point across.
Right?
I can't remember off the top of my head what they were protesting. It was like well over 100 episodes ago. It was the first one we did of Cole.
Listen to that, like low key. It was like well over 100 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing.
Our catalog.
Yeah, I know. And,
that's
crazy.
We talk so long.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I talked about last week.
Yeah. If you weren't the one that edited the last episode, it goes back and forth because she'll get messages from her family being like, oh, you guys talked about this. And we'll be like, did we? Like, that was last week. We already don't remember.
It's terrible.
Especially if you weren't the one to edit the episode, because then you didn't listen to it a second time. And
we go on tangents.
Like, gone out of your brain. Yeah. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Until some random fact comes back. Like, I'm like, naked cults, right?
Yeah.
Naked cults. Sure. That's bananas, because that I don't think there's anything like that I've heard about in the States. I'm gonna have to
try and find them.
Yeah. I naked cults.
I have my one, my Word online. So I have all my notes.
Yeah, I do the same. I have to keep my brain straight.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot going on when you do mm-hmm. the podcast.
What's wild is, while you look that up, because cults were, it was something where I think the heyday of cults, I miss that. You know, and you're young, you're both, I mean, you're way younger, but you're younger than me. I was alive, but it was either the parents shielded me or by the time I knew about it, like I had heard of it, like Heaven's Gate. I had heard of Heaven's right. Gate, but yeah. I couldn't tell you the inner workings of what had happened or what they believed in. I couldn't tell you any of those things. So it was, to me, it's yeah. interesting to read about where were their heads at? What were they thinking about? You know, I have, mm-hmm. I actually went out and to Heaven's Gate and I got their anthology sent to me.
Wow.
And okay. I got another book. Yeah, another member that's still alive. It's underneath my computer right now. He wrote a book. And I felt like I just needed it because I wanted, it's not because I've, you know, like I need to read about this cult. It's just, it's fascinating what goes on in their brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they went so extreme. Like it right. seems like in those decades, like mass suicides, like we've all heard of the.
Yeah. Or Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, and that's one while I think it would be crazy to do. I don't think I'll cover that one. Just because listening to the yeah. tapes that are still yeah. out that were recovered. Oh my gosh. It was, those oh. were awful. I don't know. Have you guys had a chance to listen to those or are you interested in those at all?
That can be tough stuff to hear. It's like listening to 911 calls. Like that's
right. When you know, like the shit's going down, pardon my language, but it's, yeah. it's truly, I agree. Like it, when you're hearing women sobbing and babies crying and him just walking them through exactly what you think is happening. And
yeah,
I'm like, I don't know if I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and how do you convince people to do that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like 5 people, 100 people, all of it's bad, but over 900 people
mm-hmm.
to literally drink they didn't all drink the Kool-Aid. Some of them were injected, but
mm-hmm. or shot, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's wild.
Yeah.
But I think for me, while cults is a subject that's kind of strange, it gives me education on what to look for in people.
Yeah.
You know, like if a conversation sounds bad, no matter what, I mean, I'm not
it probably is a
cult, but yeah, exactly. If it looks like a duck, it cracks like a duck, well, it's probably a duck.
Yeah.
But it's like you also rehear these conversations. That was one of the craziest parts as well for Heaven's Gate was listening to their exit videos. I'm not sure if you've had a chance or you wanted to listen to those,
no.
but they're
no.
So that was one of the last things they did. I mean, they're not sad. You know, like it's not a sad which is startling. They're
so brainwashed.
They're so, oh yeah. my gosh. And you
it's hard
just
to understand
to them talk about how they're doing it on their own free will and what we're doing is not bad and this and that. And it's all the the members saying goodbye in their own way. And I mean, one of them is, he's got these wild eyes and he's just like, we're leaving. I'm like, what the hell? You know, like
you the guy that they usually have the picture of and all whenever you look it up.
That's the leader. These are
okay, the leader.
These are members.
He's got crazy eyes.
Applewhite has crazy eyes, full on.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. But this was one of the younger members. And it was just listening to those. I'm like, these people, you can tell they were all, and I've always been a weirdo. I've always been an outcast. I've never been the cheerleader or the soccer player. Or I get that feeling. But you can tell that these people were done wrong at some point. They were either not given a chance to be cool or they were hurt or, you know, like the spectrum of minor to major. And that's like, that's how they got them. All these people, you can tell them talking. And it was very interesting to hear that.
Yeah, that they have that need to fit in. That's just like,
so... yeah, that takes them all the way to the edge. That was the only episode that I had. I had two members reach out to me afterwards. That were threatening. Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
It's not for me because I dare you to come to my house. But
right, like find me, I guess. Yeah.
I was prior military and a competition shooter, so yeah, I'm not worried.
You're like, I feel pretty secure. That's fair.
I feel okay. And that's not a threat, it's just me being comfortable with defending me in my house. But yeah, and my loved ones. I didn't expect it. I'm not sure if you've had any members reach out to you because they're angry that you did it. But I find that I try not to be super like, this is how I feel about it. Mine's more like, I present the information and you make your decision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And while I talked about how crazy I felt that I had reached out and I did feel giddy in a certain way about getting their book, and it's wild to me, but yeah, the guy, the one who wrote the book that I actually bought, he likes to just do this, yammer on and 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 on. No wonder they're lulled into submission.
Oh no.
Because it's just gibble gabble. It's like, I don't even know how they got there. But he started commenting basically about trying to set me correct. And then another lady, she direct messaged me, which I deleted, and I wish I wouldn't have, because now I don't have it. But I was so angry. I was just like, piss off, you know, like,
yeah,
you weren't even with them. You joined like 3 years ago and they've been dead for 30 years, you know, like, not everybody.
Right. Like, and why are they still operating? It's so crazy.
She told me to stick to cryptids and
okay.
I was like, okay.
Well, I would put that on the website and be like, we are Heaven's Gate affiliated.
I got a star.
Yeah,
exactly. And I'm sure it has many thumbs downs. So I'm sure they reached out, but it also has many thumbs ups, because I know if it was evoking enough to reach out and get your attention, then I must have pushed some button, because it's facts. They're actual. What I did, I found recordings of because I remember it used to have two members. When the lady died, Applewhite did these recordings to her daughter, and you can hear it in his voice. He sounds sad. Like, legit. I understand you're a cult leader, but you could hear it where I was like, my heart kind of breaks. Just, it's like when you would lose a loved one. Yeah. And but you can also hear the crazy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I listened to hours of recordings. So it's not like what I got was from some third party website. It was from his mouth.
Yeah.
Wow. That's intense research.
They did not like it.
Good for you. You're reaching the masses for like somebody involved to have.
But for me, it was just like, I wanted other people like myself, similar age, who maybe I wasn't allowed to watch it, or I wasn't alive when it happened, or it was fascinating though, just to try to get the information. I was like, wait a minute. So you believe that there's a spaceship following the Hale-Bopp comet and you're going to commit suicide to get on the spaceship?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Maybe you're like dead. It's ufology. Yeah. They believe in the UFOs, and they believe that if they kill off, and they would use those words, they would say, if I kill off my vessel, but then they'd say, we're not committing suicide. Oh. I'm like, but then, wait a minute. That means the same thing.
Not their true vessel.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Just like a vehicle.
Just an earthly husk.
Yeah, exactly. Did you find what you were looking for?
Yeah, I couldn't get at my notes, but so I had to go through our website actually to try and find what episode it was. It is the Dukhobors. A good memory. Well, I know. I didn't remember the name and I covered them.
Okay.
Like Duke of Earl, but like Duke of Ors. Do you have an episode number?
Pardon?
What's your episode number on that?
37. It was called cults.
I'm a note writer. You can look in all the episodes. I write notes as I'm talking to everybody.
So they were in BC. And sticky notes. They were in BC. They were a bunch of like Russian immigrants and everything that came over And they were basically just rejecting like materialism and just like the new way of thinking. So I think law and schools and possession and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no, society.
Dancing around sans items.
Yeah.
Get rid of all your possessions and your clothes.
Yeah. So your bits and tackle are all over the place. Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
That's sure to intimidate someone.
Right. I don't know if intimidate's the word I'm looking for.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's quite the tactic.
I've started to kind of scratch the surface on so many different podcasts in Darkcast. Right. I don't know about you guys, but yeah. I have some that I'm like, yeah. Okay, very similar to this, this, or this, but I learned this that I didn't know from this one. So
yeah,
it's heavy. It's heavy on the true crime, which I get.
But yeah, there's a lot of true crime. And then there's some that's some lighter side of true crime, which we'll do sometimes, because sometimes you just can't do a murder every other week.
Sometimes my brain needs a break.
Yeah. Especially our
crime scene photos and descriptions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We've done some like kind of stupid criminals or like Florida Man type crimes. Those ones are always fun, but harder to research because a lot of times it's just a little blurb. You don't have somebody's name to look up or much more than that.
Yeah. Petty crimes. Yep.
Yeah.
I always love reading about dumb criminals.
Oh, yeah.
I do. Like, if you just would have done this, you would have been fine.
Right?
Yeah. Weird True Crime is a good Darkcast network show for that. They have some lighter side ones. Yeah, for sure.
Where you can get into. I can't remember. I was listening to one and it was all about basically from like the funeral home type of thing, like mortician and things like that. So I worked at a funeral home for like 6 years and she would talk about things and I was like, oh my God, that happened. I know what that is.
That's so neat.
I like ones like that, you know, where it's a obscure thing and a title, but you're like, you can pull out pieces of information that you actually have a little bit of it.
Yeah. A little bit of morbid knowledge. Medical stuff. I love that.
Me too. Oh my gosh. We're both psycho.
Right? Like stories like that where people like worked in a morgue and stuff. I'm like, what? Tell me more. That sounds so like fascinating. Oh,
it's wild. I think that's why I enjoyed Funeral Fashion, the episode that I did on Funeral Fashion.
Yes.
And because I got to see so many cool things in that. I mean, right. I got to see some. I mean, that sounds really bad. These people are already gone and they're getting cremated the way that they would want to get cremated. But you would see bodies that were in a specific state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
state. Okay. And for scientific reasons, it was very educational to look at them and go, I didn't know that that's what they meant by blue-green.
Oh.
You know, like that kind of thing.
Blue-green.
Okay. Yeah. Like they literally turned blue-green.
Okay.
Like aquamarine, like the whole when a body is a certain stage of decomposition, we change colors.
Yeah.
Like and not just like icky, like rainbow. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And that is pretty bizarre.
Bodies from the morgue that maybe, you know, they had been left there or for whatever reason, they had died a plethora of ways or been not found for a long times. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So for I don't want to say over respectful, but people weren't used to. I'd be like, I'm sorry, you know, talking to the person that's deceased. I'm like, but I really am interested in what's going on here, you know? Or they'd be all lined up and getting ready for their hair and makeup and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm the one going, excuse me.
Oops, I just have to get over here. Oops, excuse me.
Or if I'd have to move their table. I mean, they're on wheels, you know, rolly wheels. And I tried to get something and I barely move them. And I'm like, excuse me. I'm so sorry, ma'am.
That's so Midwestern.
I know. Yeah. And I turn around and like the full blown funeral director is looking at me like, huh? Who has been doing in a very long time, you know?
Right,
like, yeah. Overly compassionate, but look at them. This is crazy. Yeah, there was.
Oh my God.
I learned more about science and what happens to us. I didn't even work with humans. I worked in animals.
Mm-hmm.
I just passing through the areas, yeah. You know, and they would come in to go for cremation, and some of them were like dudded out. They were in have like extra goodies and things that would go in with them, and I was like, damn, that dude's dressed nice. Look at his suit. Yeah. You know, it's like he looks like a mobster.
Like, buried like kings.
Yeah. Kings or you see the little old lady that has her little crochet and her pictures of her, you know, people that are important to her and her some sort of, you know, maybe an emblem to represent that you can't get cremated with a metal cross or anything. It has to be wooden or yeah. So usually something was tucked in and like, they just look so peaceful. Some of them are ready to go. And then someone would come in that was like shot or something. And you're like, what did you do? Ooh.
Yeah.
Right.
You're from a gang. You know? sorry, bro. Yeah. Like, really, I'm sorry. it sparked, that's what sparked me to want to learn, like, well, what have we been burying our dead in for forever?
Yeah,
that was a fascinating question. And I was like, I didn't know anything.
I mean, as women, we would be buried in our wedding dresses because it was such a to-do. You know, it's like you wear it when you're married and you wear it when you're buried. Like,
might as well get to wear it at least one other time.
Yeah, I know. I loved my dress. So I, fascinating. Or the shoes. I found pictures of shoes that there were no laces on the top. There were laces in the back because your feet don't bend. So they have to be able to slide it on and then tie the shoe on.
Oh, because of rigor mortis and stuff.
Nowadays, they don't really do that. But this was from like the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
Wow. It'd be like this full, like fancy kitten heel slipper situation. And it would have, it would have laces in the back so that the foot would fit in and then they'd lace you in.
You think no one's looking at the feet anyway.
But it's what they care about.
Yeah. If they have like a full thing or if they have them out or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
And wasn't there one where the whole funeral, everyone was dressed in a theme, or am I thinking of something else?
That wasn't mine, but I know it's happened.
Oh, okay. Maybe I read about one where everybody went dressed as clowns or something.
Yeah.
They do it. Yeah. Or like where they prop them up, you know, different Jamaica and they actually embalm them because you're rigid after you're embalmed. They will put them in a position and then do the magic, for lack of that of a better word.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah, they said them like they seem like I've seen some where they're sitting in a chair and they have like a cigar, you know, they're like,
oh my God,
and it's a cigar. They're all dressed in their
urban
attire. It's
like we tend to have Bernie's, but funeral.
I'm so glad you know that reference. You were raised correctly, or at least around people that raised you correctly.
I've never seen it, but.
No, but you know the reference.
Neither I know.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I know the reference. I know. Like against the law that I'm 40 and never seen Weekend at Bernie's. I was too busy watching Beetlejuice.
We'll see it before we die, right?
Yeah.
And Beetlejuice. That's a classic. You got to see Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I think that's really what sealed the deal. I have put you guys on here for a while. Like I said, see? Sometimes it's 45 minutes. Sometimes we just gab until we're done.
We managed to get a movie tangent in. That's so us.
Yeah.
On brand. I like it.
It is.
Always. It is. Whatever we're watching.
Do you guys have anything you want to plug before we go? What do you got coming up in the future? Next episode? Anything like that?
Oh my gosh. We are doing a psychic themed episode for our Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.
Solved crimes. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. And then we're doing another true crime episode, I think. So, yeah.
Cool. I take it those are coming out here shortly?
Yeah.
Yeah, this month for the Patreon, and then all our episodes drop every Friday wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah.
There you go.
Very nice feed.
Yeah. And for the Creep Nation that has been watching us or is probably catching us on the reruns, which is seems to be where we get a lot of our views, I have linked all the information below for Castles and Cryptids, their Instagram, and that will have their links on there as well so that you can check out, you can follow them. Just know that they won't respond to you.
For a week.
They will make you sweat, but that's okay. Anyway. No, I'm just
kidding. We're so glad you stuck it out with us.
Yeah. I was like, I better start figuring something out because I think they don't know that they're linked there.
We don't know what we're doing. We've never done a live before, but I've always wanted to do a collab. So I'm really, really grateful
very
for
cool.
you for reaching
very, very
out to
cool.
us.
Yeah. I'm glad that you guys joined us. I was very grateful. Thanks for coming on the show. And again, guys. Yeah. Check out all their links below. We have more awesome episodes coming up here shortly. The next one coming up is the Aokihara. I knew this was going to get me. Aokigahara Forest, also known as the Suicide Forest.
Oh,
so that one
damn.
Will be coming up very closely. I'm a Wisconsinite. We say things all wrong. So anybody listening to this, you know that I say things all wrong. But I think I did okay. Also known as
you're not
Chicago.
Fluent in Japanese.
My Wisconsinese? No.
I think you nailed it.
We know how to say brats and old fashions, and that's it. Having said that, guys, again, thank you so much for joining us today. And if you're catching this on the replay, please put a little ghost in the comments so that we know, and links down below. Catch us next time here on Creepy Confidential After Dark. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye, Creep Nation.
'Sup, creeps, and welcome to Creepy Confidential. Is Mothman really a supernatural force predicting impending doom? Did Apollo 11 really land on the moon in 1969? Did you find out if that was a cult that was living just two doors down that you waved to every single day when you got your mail? If these are the things you ponder when you should be sleeping, then I would like to welcome you to Creepy Confidential. I'm your host, Noelle, your resident weirdo Wisconsinite. I open case files on my favorite cryptids, cults, conspiracies, and other worldly creepy with new cases, live broadcasts, and local lore. Some stories have been lost with time. Others are perhaps still happening today in your local communities, right up under your very creepy noses. So get ready, creeps. It's Creepy Confidential.